I'm Aline Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries, and welcome to the Treasured Ministries podcast. As I record this podcast today, our country is on the heels of everyone witnessing or knowing or understanding about the horrific death of George Floyd. And I want to ask you a question. How did that impact you when you saw that video? I know for me, and I know for many other people, that we can no longer pretend like there is not a problem. There's no more denying it. And some of you may be asking yourselves, well, what can I do? And the truth about it is that sometimes I think when we try to search for solutions on a grand scale, it can feel very overwhelming and we just end up doing nothing. Or we might make a Facebook post, but then, you know, go about our day. And I want to challenge you today with something that you can do, which I believe will make a difference because it made a big difference in my life. And that is being intentional about putting yourself around people that are different from you and taking time to listen to their stories without defense, without becoming defensive. Because there is power in that. There's a power when we listen to somebody else's story, in particular, somebody that we've built a relationship with, because it shifts our perspective. And 2 years ago, with a friendship that God brought across my life, I guess starting 5 years ago, God would use that friendship to begin to take me on a journey of pointing out a lot of ignorance in my life through new information, a journey of moving to a place of deeper empathy, because when somebody shares their story and it's somebody that you have a relationship with, that story becomes a part of you and it becomes a part of your life. And the other thing that happens when you listen to somebody's story is it begins to change the lens over your heart. And we can all pray, but we can also act. And one of the most powerful acts that you can do is to become intentional about building relationships and putting yourself around people that are different from you. And in particular, people, if you are a white American, putting yourself around somebody that is African American. Now, the friend that I'm getting ready to tell you about, she is actually white, but she is in a interracial marriage. And because of that, God used her marriage to change her perspective on race and race reconciliation and on prejudice in America. And so that has become a part of her life. And not only that, but she has 4 beautiful, amazing children. And so from that perspective and from her experience with her children and from the times where she has walked into a store and been insulted because her children were of different color, you know, this has become a part of her life. And so it was through about 2 years ago, she was in a group of women that I had over to my house on Monday nights to share a meal and to dive into God's word together and to pray together. And it was through, you know, because there's nothing that brings us closer than breaking bread, right? Because we were friends before, but that kind of brought it to a new level. And so I began listening to her stories about some of her experiences of injustice or things that people had said to her, which I won't even repeat or give breath to, because they're not worth doing that. And so I began to listen to her stories and the real fears that she had for her boys, for her children, in relationship to talking to them about the police, that is really a real fear. And also inside of this group, there was a friend of mine named Melissa. Now, we've been in a prayer group together for 10 years, but like I said, when you break bread together once a week, you know, you grow closer together. And that was certainly the case there. And so Melissa, who was African American, and she was married to a white man, she began to share her stories also. And the stories that they shared for me turned, I just was one, I think my first response was I was completely taken off guard and blown away that events like this would occur in 2018, because this is when we were talking about them. I mean, this wasn't 1950, it was 2018. And so I began to realize that, you know, that the racism still exists and that it is still a problem. And I also was very, I think, ignorant about a lot of things going on, or there were things that people would say that I would in defense, you know, maybe just brush off, but that were actually really real, and they became real because I listened to their stories. And the listening to their stories created this curiosity in me and this desire to want to know more, like, why is this happening, and to want to participate more in the conversation. And it was really a unique situation, because I think that in the past, even though I've been in Bible study groups with African Americans before, this was more of a loosely structured, you know, conversation. So it's not like we were sticking to question and answer. So we were able to dive into personal topics like this. But the other piece of it was that because they were in interracial marriages, and so it's like they understood a little bit of both sides, that I felt a freedom to ask questions that before, I think I would have been so afraid to ask because of being afraid to, you know, to hurt people's feelings. And so I began to ask questions, and they would never say, oh, that's a stupid question or whatever. Although, you know, they did laugh at me plenty of times, let me just tell you. But I began to ask questions. And so that was really a neat experience. And then from the asking questions, from the wanting to know more, Heather invited me to a seminar that her church was giving with a gentleman that had written a book on race reconciliation. Now, before, I would have happily attended something like that, but now I was attending and my defenses were dropped more. Absolutely, 100%. And so because of that, I could hear more. Does that make sense? And the gentleman had a great talk. He spoke about a lot of different things, but there was a huge aha moment for me inside of this, because during this year that I was having this conversation with my Monday night group, one of the things that I wanted to do in my life more was to be intentional about building relationships with people that were different from me, like inside of my children's school. And so I started reaching out with a mom there who was involved in the school, so I would see her around a lot, and asking her, you know, can we go to lunch sometime? Can we go grab coffee sometime? I'd love to do that with you. And she would always respond back to my text, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, you know, it was never like we would put anything down on paper, and I would text her back and say, I'm serious, I really want to, you know, go to lunch with you. And I just thought, you know, I I kind of feel like she doesn't want anything to do with me, right? So that was my perception. But when we went to this conference, the big aha moment for me, and one of the things that the guy said was, at the very end, he said, I want to address white people in the congregation. He said, if you're white, I want you to remember something, that it is going to take a lot of time to build back trust, and that you need to be patient, you need to listen, and that it's going to take time because of what African Americans have walked through in their life. And he said, I want to give you a parallel example of this to help you understand. And he said, imagine a woman who has been through an abusive marriage, and she's gotten out of the abusive marriage, and that is over, but she still shies away from men because of her experience. And you come to her and you're so excited and you say, I've got this great man that I want to set you up with, and he's nice and he's going to treat you right and all of these things, but she doesn't want anything to do with him, and it frustrates you and you just give up. And he said, in similar fashion, he said, African Americans have been through and are still going through situations where there is not justice, where they are treated differently. And because of that, it's hard for them to trust. And because it's hard for them to trust, you can't just try once and then give up. You have to understand that it's going to take time to earn their trust. And that was like this huge light bulb moment. Because with this mom at school, it was like, I get it. Like, I understand why I've asked and I feel like she hasn't responded. And, you know, and there was a part of me that's, you know, just wanted to check the box off, like I tried, right? And so I kept asking. I was determined to do it. And we went out to breakfast. And when we went out to breakfast, we had this great conversation, and I ended up sharing with her about my year and how God had really changed my perspective. And I said, I just wanted to share this with you, just to say to you that I understand. I understand a little bit. And I didn't before. And I explained to her how things in my life were shifting and how I could see things, these little ways. And really, when you start to look at them, a lot of times they're everywhere. And I think before I had this experience, one, I never would have seen it, or if it was pointed out to me, I would have said, well, they're just being too sensitive. And the example that I always cite is hotel shampoo. And I know you think, well, of course, Aline talks about a beauty product, but just get me with this. But when I go to a hotel, you know, there's the free soaps and shampoos and things like that. Well, the shampoo is shampoo for white women's hair, or if you're Asian or whatever. But there's nothing for African-American hair. Nothing. And some of you might be listening to this podcast and saying, she is too, that is just crazy, and they didn't mean to, and they may not have meant to. But what it communicates is, you know, you weren't important enough for me to plan for you. That's basically what it's saying. And so I shared that hotel shampoo story with the mom from school. And I shared with her other stories. And I talked about my friend Heather. And I talked about how I knew I had a very, very long way to go, but that God was opening my eyes. And I was seeing where, as a woman that is white, that there are certain privileges that I have that black people don't. And because I shared that, and I didn't know what to expect, right? She just began to tear up. And she said, "What you've given to me today is a gift." And I thought to myself, I really haven't done anything. In fact, I feel kind of stupid, like sharing about hotel shampoos, right? She said, "You have acknowledged and validated our feelings." And that in and of itself is huge. And I was like, wow. You know, I mean, now one, it was only by the grace of God that that happened. Two, I still feel very ignorant in this area and have a long way to go in my life. But I communicate this to you today to tell you that I believe that African Americans want to be heard. And the pain that they feel, we need to validate. And the way that that can happen is when you reach out to, you know, just one and say, "Can we, you know, go to lunch?" And just start going to lunch with one person, or going out of your way to talk and to have conversation. And when you have conversation, you know, let your defenses down so that you can listen. And what is awesome to me is that, in fact, I was talking with Heather's husband yesterday, and what was great about talking to him is that, you know, I believe that the conversation will continue to happen with us. And he was very open to questions that I have, right? And I think it's through this open dialogue, right, that we can share with one another, that is a starting place for change that every single one of us can be a part of. And this change in my life, it never happened by attending a program or hearing a speaker. First, what had to come is the stories. And the stories from somebody that I already had a personal relationship with, and the authenticity and the openness that that person allowed me, right, to ask all the stupid questions, right? And then that I would listen without getting defensive or offensive, right? And from that place, then when I did attend the conference, then my walls were down enough to where I could hear more. There was another aha moment. And you know, it doesn't take much. It was literally going out to breakfast and sharing my journey, which validated her journey and her feelings. And she felt heard. Now, I know that I have a long way to go. But what I do know is that there's really no need to get offended or defensive or all of those sorts of things. And there's so much hurt going on that it can be overwhelming and hard to get a handle on it. But here's what I know. That by listening to story, my perspective was changed. And I believe that that is one of the most powerful things inside of this time that you and I can do. And if it wasn't for the Lord that brought me together, because this is all like God's doing. Well, I say that. It's God's doing, but, you know, we still have to come to the table, we still have to be willing to talk, and we have to be willing to listen. And that can be a beautiful thing. And when you look in the Bible, Jesus was very intentional about bringing people together that were different. And I believe that with everything in me, that as horrific as this death was, I believe that it's really going to be change that occurs. Because by seeing that video, it's like we shared and entered into a slice of the story. And we cannot deny the problem exists. And, you know, there were things in my life that I knew that I had to change. I attended a church that I loved to this day. They're wonderful people. But the church was monochromatic. It was, for the most part. And all of a sudden, I was like, you know, that's not okay for me anymore, right? And just wanting to make an effort to be around people that were different from me and to worship with people that are different from me became important. And now, like, I'm aware of even little things like hotel shampoo, which, again, I know you might be saying that is so silly. She's gone off her rocker. Everybody's being so sensitive. But really, really, you know, it's not this direct offense, right? But it's that unintended offense that happens. And it's like it's woven into the fabric of our society. And so it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And even yesterday, talking with Heather's husband and him sharing experiences with me about just, you know, the way that some people treat him, the way that some people look at him when he's walking on the street. And, you know, imagine if I had to deal with that every day. And so I don't think about that because it isn't inside of my world. But when you begin to talk with others, in particular, others where you have a relationship with, then it starts to become your world. And one of the things that I think that we can all do is we can take ownership over our own lives, right? We can't change this and we can't change that, but we can change ourselves. And I believe that one of the most powerful ways that you can do that is developing a relationship, not just knowing somebody, but developing a relationship with somebody that is different from you and listening and learning and really moving to a new level of love and empathy.